Hello and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merrill Parker, and today I'm going to talk about the marketing of a love queen because I have some exciting news. And yes, on Monday night, I did have the meeting with the marketing expert from the publishing company that I'm publishing my memoir Love Queen with, and we did set a date for the launch, which is sooner than I expected, but I think I can get it all done. I just want to go easy with it, you know. And there's still quite a lot that I have to do beforehand. So I'm going to talk a little about that today. So yeah, so on Monday night we had the meeting, and then afterwards I was excited but also terrified, and then so many thoughts were going through my head about all the things that I had to do. And I was trying on Monday to just be really present and not watch any TV or any YouTube, as I like to watch, but I knew that like my thoughts would keep on swirling unless I watched something. So I did watch my YouTube favorites, and you know what really puts me to sleep it's not the like first thing that I go to watch on YouTube, but if I watch a fashion show, you know, like Dior or Galliano or whatever it is, Dior, Galliano, is that Dior, I think, but whatever, Versace or whatever, I watch that, and I watch it on my iPad in bed, and after like 5 minutes, I'm asleep. So if I can't sleep now, that's my trick to fall asleep. But lately I've been finding that it's better if I just watch something downstairs and then go upstairs and go to sleep. But sometimes, yeah, I don't know why, but sometimes I can't sleep. And so my tip is to watch a fashion show because it's very like melodic, and you know, they're just like people walking down a runway. You don't have to think too much or think at all, really. And yeah, just that movement, as if I was walking myself or something, that movement puts me to sleep. So that's what I think I ended up doing, that to fall asleep. And so I hadn't slept. I'd probably slept like 6 hours when I woke up on Tuesday. And then because I had so much to do, I had woken up a bit later. I think I ended up falling asleep at like 1, and then I woke up at 7. And so I was like, okay, no, I got too much to do. So I didn't do my meditation. Usually I do 30 minutes. Now I'm doing again in the morning, 30 minutes of meditation. I had switched and was just doing it in the afternoon, but now I'm actually doing both morning and afternoon and enjoying it. And what I didn't like about doing meditation in the morning, like I did it for a long time in the morning, this 30 minutes, and then I was like, okay, I'm just sitting there thinking about all the things that I have to do in the day sometimes. It depends. When I have slept well, then I tend to wake up with a quieter mind, like my mind's in the alpha or theta brainwave state, which is not moving as fast. It's like slower waves. And so the thoughts that I'm having are slower and more intentional. But when I wake up in the beta, like when you're stressed, then you're in beta, and then the brain waves are moving faster, the thoughts are faster. So yeah, when I wake up and I've slept well, then I don't have like the rushing thoughts. But when I wake up and I haven't slept well, then sometimes I'm like already wanting to get into and do things. So I ended up not. And I have done this a lot, but not only because I was like tired and not and in beta brainwave. that I like to get up and then sit at my desk straight away and do my writing, because that also is something that, like, it's, you focus and then it calms the mind. So, like, that's why I kind of stopped doing morning meditation for a long time, because I found that I was just sitting there thinking about the things that I wanted to do, and that it was quite hard for me to meditate. But even when I did, even doing that, even though I didn't do it perfectly at all, I still felt the effects of meditation every day. And I know that too, because one, I became a lot more patient and less short-tempered person. And two, because at the time I was having the injection to put me into an induced menopause state. And because of that, I had hot flashes at night and then I couldn't sleep. And so when I started doing the daily meditation, then I could sleep. So I did it in the morning, and I would do that half an hour imperfectly. And then I would go, at nighttime, I would be able to sleep. And so, yeah, I did that morning meditation perhaps for, I don't know, 5 years or 4 years at least. And then in the last kind of year or two, I've been like mixing it up a bit, doing daily meditation, but sometimes doing it in, I went through periods doing it in the afternoon, because as I said, I like to get up and start my writing work straight away, because that's really, yeah, what I want to do, and I'm in the flow. And so, yes, but today I got up, and even though I was eager to get started, I did my half-hour meditation also imperfectly. And what I do now, I'm doing this Joe Dispenza style, which I actually did for a long time before I learned about the Joe Dispenza way. I just look at the black behind my eyes, and really this is the quantum field. So that's what I learned through Joe Dispenza, but that's what I was doing in any case before. So I just like to look at the blackness behind my eyes, and when I find that my mind is wandering, then I bring it back again to that blackness. And sometimes I'll like put my attention in the middle of my head, and then that feels really good too. So I think that's the pineal gland. And so that's my favorite spot to focus on in my body, besides the back of my eyes or my third eye, and look at that blackness there. So yesterday I felt, yes, I had so much to do, and then today much calmer, and I started to, after doing my 30 minutes meditation, then I started to start writing some emails that I'm going to use when Love Queen launches, or in the lead up to the launch. And yeah, so that felt just felt really good to finally be able to start properly writing and talking about Love Queen, because I know I have been talking about it for 6 years now, and have been posted on my Instagram at @MorellParker_XS. The link is in the show notes, about my journey writing Love Queen as much as I can, or at least weekly I'm posting about that. And I have also been writing and sharing and posting about it for the past 6 years. So when the marketing expert said to me, it's time to start letting people know about Love Queen, and I was like, don't worry, I've been talking about it for 6 years. So it's so amazing to it finally having a date that it's going to come out. And I will share with you the date, but I still need to figure out a few things. So I'm going to let you know the date when I, probably next week, I'll let you know the date that Love Queen will be launched. So in the marketing of Love Queen, these are the things that I have to do. So yesterday, after spending the day like doing things, checking off my list, but with these ideas swirling in my head about all the other things I had to do in the background, then I finally, in the evening, I wrote a list of all the things that I had to do. And so these are the things that I need to do before the Love Queen launch. So number one, I need to find a venue for the launch and then organize it. Number two, I want to do the audio version as well, and I want to record it myself, because in the book, firstly, I know the emotion behind whatever I wrote, so I know whether it's funny or whether it's deep or depressed or whatever the feeling is behind the words. I know that. So if I was to hire someone else to do it, then that would be a really long and expensive process to get the other person up to speed on like how I felt behind what I'm writing. And then the other reason I want to do it for myself is that because people often say to me that I have a unique voice or a wonderful voice or a unique, people often ask me where I'm from in Australia as well, because I don't have a typical Australian accent. Like, people often think I'm from overseas because I was in English as a second language teacher for 18 years. My mum's Indian, so she has an accent. I never even realized this, like, my whole childhood, that she has an accent until someone pointed it out when I was a teenager in my 20s. I also lived in New York and worked as a waitress there for 6 months. And so that's why I often pronounce the R's in certain words. And I lived in Europe and the UK. So maybe sometimes I sound a little continental or a little, I don't know, English in certain pronunciation of words. So all a mix of everything. So it would feel really weird to me if I had like an American reading Love Queen, or if I had a Australian even. So that's another reason that I want to record the audio myself. So, and then the other thing is, because sometimes in the book I use certain words that are in French or German or Swiss German, and so I know how to pronounce those as well. So that is, the reasons that I want to record it myself. So I have found a studio where I would like to do it and checked their availability, and now I just have to decide and find out whether I need to have the audio at the same time as the book being launched. So that's number two on my list. So number three is that I want to have some kind, I'm going to have some kind of giveaway for those who have already read Love Queen but are not already in my newsletter community, and who would come to my website, and then I can offer them something that they might like in order to join my newsletter community and receive more information about Love Queen. So the idea I'm having for that is to give a sample of the book that's coming, one of the next books after this first in the series of Love Queen. So there's actually at least 5 books in the series, and I have written them all. They're not all at, it will take me at least a few months to get each one up to the level to publish. But one of them that's coming next is called Dear Phil, A Tale of Two Phils. So in Love Queen, there are two characters. One is Phil and the other is Philippe. And when I originally wrote Love Queen, I was actually writing it as I was telling one Phil about Philippe. And so last year when I was looking for a part that I felt I'd missed out of Love Queen, I came across this whole other version of Love Queen, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And I really liked the way that I had written it, that it was more emotional, in that what I decided with the Love Queen, the Make You Have a Master that I'm bringing out soon, is that I need to just tell this story. So that is what I like. It's just, it's about the 10 years between the age of 28 to 38. And I just, it's such a big story. So much happened in that time. And I just need to tell it. And then I can go into other aspects of it. So this Dear Feel is like I'm going deeper into one part of it, which is the story. I touch on this in Love Queen and I tell it, but this is going deeper into it, the story of Phil and my relationship with this character called Phil. So that is one thing that I need to do. Maybe not before the launch, but around after the launch at least, around that time. And so in order to do that, then I'm also going to have a series of emails that the person will receive when they sign up for Dear Feel, the sample, and then I will give more information and behind the scenes. So, yes, I need to write those emails, but that's actually really fun for me. And like today I started working on this for what I'm going to share next, number 4. And yeah, I just enjoy writing so much. And like marketing is actually really fun for me. Like when I went to uni, I was kind of like, I had like bohemian kind of ideals. And my mum said when I was at uni, because I didn't really know what I first wanted to be a psychologist, but then after, when I was not only going to do my major in psychology, I didn't really know what job to do. And my mum said I should go into advertising because I'm good with words and images, but I didn't want to work the really long hours that advertisers, people working in advertising have to work. And also, I didn't want to sell things to people that I didn't believe in. So I kind of rejected the whole business world and I never wanted to work in corporate either. And I was more of an environmentalist, you know. I didn't believe in consumption, overconsumption. And so I didn't like that whole world of business, and I never imagined that I would actually enjoy marketing. So when I did the coaching certification in 2014, then I discovered through the certification and then running my business that I really enjoy marketing, and like it's very creative and it's fun actually. It's fun when I don't try to do like what everyone else is doing, but just follow my own flow. And when I started writing the opt-in for Love Queen, so this number 4, it's like people who will come to my website and haven't read Love Queen, then they can opt in and I will give them a sample of Love Queen. Like I think you're allowed on with you're allowed to give away 10%, but not more. So it's a 333-page book, so I guess I'm allowed to give away 30 pages or so. And, that it will be part, and then I'm writing the emails that go along with that as well. And that's what I was doing this morning. And so I felt really inspired and had something even to talk about today on this podcast because of that. Okay, so that's number 4. Number 5, I need to set up my homepage and my website better because at the moment I just use my about page, but I want to have a homepage that's just very clear and has the link to Love Queen and Wanderlust, my novel, and also has these different kind of offers that I am giving away that people can join my community and receive, and other little jobs to do with that, setting up these emails and all of that kind of stuff. So I need to contact my virtual assistant that I used to use. He's kind of more an IT guy, like a web developer now, I imagine. But so I'll contact him and see if he's still doing this kind of work, or otherwise find another virtual assistant or someone to set that up. And the number six is, a month before the launch, I actually will be able to share, the book will actually be out then a month before the launch. And so that is the point at which I really need and desire for people to buy the book, read it, and leave me reviews. So that was my issue last time with Wanderlust, is that people were sending me reviews, but they couldn't get them up on Amazon. So this time I'm going to share it with everyone, especially my list first, but then also the wider community, because there's been so many people that I mention in this book that I can share it with all of them as well, and say that, like, hey, you're in my book. Like, here's the link to it if you would like to read it. I'd be most grateful for you to leave me a review. So that is my number six. And of course, I will also share it on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to hop on, come and connect with me there, then the link is in the show notes for those as well. Okay, number seven, I will continue to organize the launch, like the actual launch. Of course, I will also celebrate it here. And number eight, I already said with number six. And number nine is just a few other things that 9, 10, 11 are just a few things I want to do with, like, my Amazon authors page, or with my website, to take some things off it or change some things. So that's there. And then number 12 is the Love Queen merchandise, the merch. So I actually made this for Wanderlust. I made postcards and I made a few t-shirts, but I just made them for myself and my parents. But this time I want to make some different things. Like, I want to make postcards that you can buy off my website, because I would really like to be able to write in the books. Like, if you're giving Love Queen to someone as a present, like, it's so great if you get the author to write in it, and to so that it's personal when you give it to that person. So in order to get around that, because I can't personally send the books to people, then I'm going to offer this on my website, that you can buy a postcard and of Love Queen, and I will send a personal message to you or to whoever is buying it, and you can give it, that you can put that in the book when you give it as a gift, or you can keep it for yourself. And other things like a t-shirt, stickers, like stuff like that, I want to make as well. So, I mean, that is not the first priority, but it's number 12 on my list. So those are the things that those were the things that were swirling in my head for the marketing of Love Queen. And now they feel much more manageable because I put them in a list. So I remember my housemate, Lindsay, she's Scottish, a few years ago, she was like, when you write a list, it's already half done. And so I often think of her and her saying that when I'm stressed about doing something and I write that list to ease the thoughts in my head. So yeah, so I hope you have enjoyed this episode and a bit of an insight into the behind the scenes of the making of Love Queen. So don't forget to subscribe and leave me a review for this podcast on Living Deeply Stories, and check the links to any of the other things that I have mentioned and more. So lots of love to you, and wishing to you much ease for the week ahead. Bye for now.